This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Came up with Shackus. I would think somebody else would have come up with that. But Livy Dunn is going to be the Grand Marshal of Endymion. And you think immediately that means two vastly different size floats. Let's talk about EVs now with our EV go guy, Stephen Melnick, professor of supply chain management at Michigan State. He's done research in a strategic supply chain, cybersecurity performance measurements, and supply chain design. And we're talking about funding for charging stations specifically today. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Not bad. Enjoying the snow here.
Well, good for you. We had it a little bit, and we had enough of it, so you can have it. Let's talk about...
Yeah, go on.
What did you want to say?
I just want to say we had 6 to 8 inches, so we're enjoying it.
That's what we had, and we enjoyed it for about a day, and then not so much. Let's talk about the Trump administration. I'll set the stage, and then you can take off. Trump administration pausing federal funding for charging stations. Elon Musk is at the right hand of the president. He sells electric vehicles, but does he have his own separate proprietary charging stations? What about the other EVs? I've opened it up, Professor. Jump in where you feel comfortable.
Okay, let's go on and just make sure we understand the stage. I think it was in 2021, Biden, in a bipartisan vote, we provided funding, which was approved by Congress, to what's known as the NEVI Act, the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Act. What that did is it provided money to the states to put in place to fund the charging network. Now, what happened is we've now got Trump coming in, and What happened recently last week, Trump comes in and he basically tells the states to stop spending money for an EV infrastructure, charging infrastructure. The problem we have is twofold. Certain states, such as Rhode Island, have done that. Other states, this money has been approved. It has been allocated. It is there. So essentially, if you're going to stop spending that approved money, Trump has got to get approval of the states. And we need to get an infrastructure for EVs, because if we want to see EVs become more dominant, one of the things that's going to prevent it from being dominant is lack of high-speed, dependable charging stations. And I'm going to point those two things up. You've got to have availability, you've got to have high speed, and you've got to have dependability. One of the things we found one of the things people talk about when they're dealing with EVs is availability is spotty, especially if you get outside the big cities. Number two, many of them are not necessarily high speed, which means you're going to sit there for a long time. Great way of wasting time. And number three, many of them aren't dependable. There are numerous examples on YouTube of people coming up to a charging station, and it's not there. One person did a video where he went off for a 10-day trip. He parked his car in Phoenix at an EV station in the airport, and it wasn't available. It was not working. He couldn't find any of them to work. So the purpose of the bill was to provide those three elements. Now, Trump has paused funding in billions for these national rollouts. However, the funding that has been allocated, approved, committed, the states can go ahead and spend on them. So this is setting up a battle, so to speak, between Trump, the states, and essentially the Congress, where Congress, in order for these things to be revoked, you've got to get Congress involved. If we want to see EVs, we're going to have to see those that its charging structure. That then leads up to an interesting question. What's the role of Elon Musk? Elon Musk has himself one of the largest charging stations that he's rolling out. Of all the charging stations around, it's the highest power. So on one hand, I'm wondering what game he's playing. On the other hand, if I was Elon Musk, I'm next to the president. I can influence him. So I'm trying to figure out Elon Musk's game there. And on top of that, one of the other things that if I was Elon Musk, I'd really be concerned about is the demand for my cars has really, not simply in the United States, but across the world, has fallen off a cliff. For example, the Netherlands, demand year over year has fallen by 49%. France, the demand is 63% off. The Germany, the demand is, I think it's 59% off. So when I'm looking at Musk and what he's facing, somebody did a calculation which says Musk is not making money on his EVs. He's making money on cryptocurrency, and he's making money on selling carbon credits, where his product is accumulating carbon credits because it's not negatively impacting the environment, and he's using that to sell to other companies, which are negatively impacting the economy. If you take that out, his EV business is not doing well.
Let me go to his EV business and charging stations. Can any electric vehicle use a Tesla charging station, and can any Tesla use any EV charging station?
I can't tell you the second part, but the first part I can comment on. Remember, when you charge, your plug goes into his plug, and there's a communication that goes back and forth. So for you to use his charging station, your system has to be approved, which is one reason why recently companies like Mercedes-Benz, like BMW, and others have agreed to make the Tesla charging system the standard. It's called the North American Charging Standard. They've agreed, and that means that they have agreed to work with Tesla on that. So on one hand, Tesla has his own charging stations. I would say that, given that I don't have an EV, and given that Tesla's been around, I'd say that probably a Tesla could use a non-Tesla station, but what you give up is speed. You're going to be charging not as fast. And so you've got that going on right now. So Tesla's developed his own station, but on the other hand, what's really interesting is not only Tesla standard, but if the Chinese ever get into the United States, they're going to be coming in on with the ability to charge at a far faster rate. So that creates another dimension of problems, which is, can the infrastructure keep pace with the new demands? Because some of these Chinese cars can charge within 10 minutes.
So
you've got number. Go on.
Well, the question I have is long game here. Could Elon Musk be trying to influence the president, to stop construction on these stations so that his charging stations are the only game in town as other EV manufacturers agree to comply to the Tesla standards? Could that be a long game here or not?
I think it could be very. I'm not privy to what's in Elon Musk's mind, but that wouldn't surprise me, because right now Tesla is actively funding his charging system. So that's an investment he's making. And if I was Tesla, I would prefer everyone to move to my standard because, number one, it makes sure that their cars are using my system. And number two, when they charge, I'm getting money not only from selling energy, but also from the fact that I'm charging them a Mercedes, a Stellantis, a GM. They're being charged to access my network. So those two things would make it very attractive for me. Maybe, I don't know, but that wouldn't surprise me, especially since he's not having much luck. There are concerns about his car sales. Let's put it that way.
And so when it comes to the Tesla charging stations themselves, that was my next question.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Only ridden in a EV one time, and I gotta tell you, it was in Washington. It was a Luminaire. Is that the name of it? Luminaire?
Okay, I don't know the company, but go on.
But it was a nice ride. It was a very heavy, smooth ride, but if you can't power it, it's not gonna do you any good, right? So when it comes to charging a Tesla, people pay for that, like gasoline, and when it comes to
these public
charging stations, I presume they would pay whom? The municipality? Because nothing's free, right?
It's not free because when you connect it, what it's going to do, in the case of a Tesla, when you connect the power, the charger up to it, you've got an account with Tesla. So it's monitoring how much electricity it's putting in, and it's charging you for it. Electricity, it's not a free good, so you have to be charged for it. So you're paying for it just the same way as if you'd pay for gas. The issue is, so there's a number of issues present there, but currently, what you pointed out is, number one, EV cars are attractive because, number one, they're quiet. Number two, they're fast. If you go in an EV car and you put the accelerator down, they move.
And they're so heavy, it's an incredibly smooth ride, Professor.
Oh, it is. It is an incredibly smooth ride. So you've got a car that's quiet, incredibly smooth and fast. The problem that you've got is charging it and how long it takes to charge and finding a dependable charging station. So, and by the way, that even gets worse in winter. EV usage, EV battery power, you can expect, typically when people talk about EV ranges, it's best case. If you're up here in Michigan and we're getting near to zero, you can expect your battery range to drop anywhere from 30 to 40%. So that means you've got to charge much more frequently. So guess what? You're worried about those issues.
So for people that have, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 9:22, talking to our go-to guy when it comes to EVs and the president pausing funding on building infrastructure to support EVs. And could the long game be Elon Musk in the president's ear saying, look, let's stop spending money on this. And then he has a proprietary Tesla charging stations that other companies, manufacturers are adhering to. And then he becomes the only game in town. Of course, what does that mean in terms of electric vehicles? Because the president, I don't think, is a big fan of electric vehicles. And to be fair, on the other side of that, he says he wants you to be able to buy ICE, internal combustion engine cars, into the foreseeable future. So one could short-circuit the other. I don't know. It's confusing. Don't forget, a big announcement coming up at 10:30. We'll go live to Mike Haas at the Dome for that when it happens. Right now, we'll take a break on WWL. 9:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Steve Belnick, our friend. He's our EV go-to guy. He studied this, professor of supply chain management at Michigan State. And I'm getting some text here, professor. I don't know what's true, what's not, because like I told you, I only ridden a car in an EV one time. It was a Luminaire or something like that. It was nice, but
I know about the Luminaires. They're an interesting car.
It was beautiful. Beautiful to look at, beautiful to ride in, very expensive. And again, if you can't power it, well, you know, you just got a wheelbarrow. Somebody texted in and said, so I'm a Tesla owner. I do pay when I use a Tesla charger, but it is minimal in comparison to the price of gas. There are a bunch of public chargers in Orleans Parish that are free, provided by Entergy. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but as a guy that does business with the same company that is a public-related, utility that's guaranteed a rate of return, I don't want to pay for this guy's electricity to power his car. So go ahead.
I'm going to. You also hit on something else that companies, that states are now coming to grips with. How do you maintain the roads in a state? What's the major source of funding? Well, it's when you go up to a gas station and you pull off the hose and you put into your gas tank, how much of that gas price is not simply the gas, but it's tax?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a problem. EVs are tapping into electricity, the same electricity that people use to power their homes, the same electricity that the poor use. How do you then a little comment. You made a statement. I just want to, in order to make this statement make sense, you made a statement about Trump and Elon Musk, mm-hmm. Trump being against EVs. Elon Musk, on a recent investor call, made the statement that EVs are inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
His comment is that, you know, Trump may think he can delay them, but they're inevitable. And he understands the
importance. But Trump did say that, and they are at odds when it comes to that, right?
He does, okay. But the point of the matter is he's saying you can say that you're against it, but if everyone's moving to an EV, guess what? It's like being like King Canute putting his throne into the English Channel and trying to command the waves to stop. Waves don't really listen to people like that. So what happens is he's bringing it up. So you've got an issue, and the issue that you've got is as acceptance of EVs increases, we're going to have a demand for charging stations. Because EVs are heavier because of their battery packs, and we can expect that weight to decrease as new technology enters, but in the short term, we're going to have increased weight on the roads. This is going to put greater stress on roads. We're going to start to see problems as roads break down, and this is a concern to people in areas like Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois. Why? Because you put weight on roads, it puts fissures. When water gets in there, freezes, expands, causes potholes. And we know about potholes. So you're going to have an issue, which is, okay, as we move from ICE to EVs, states are going to have a problem. How do I replace the tax, the revenue I got from fuel taxes in order to maintain my roads? So what we're starting to see in Michigan, I'm not exactly sure of the cost, but there's been an increase in the registration cost. So if I have an ICE car, I pay a lower registration than I do if I have an EV. And we're going to start to see that go up because somehow you're going to have to recover revenues. Now, the problem with that is that if I see EVs as being inevitable, I want to drive down the price of EVs. And all of this stuff is driving up the price.
Professor, let me jump in for 1 second. I might have to interrupt you at some point because we're awaiting a big announcement from the Caesars Superdome. I'll let you know if we do. But until then, let me get to this. Entergy New Orleans says 30 free public electric vehicle EV stations at 25 locations throughout New Orleans. It's a partnership with Entergy New Orleans and the City of New Orleans, and the goal is to provide equitable access to EV charging stations. Now, nothing is free, right? That's the one thing I've learned in my life. Somebody's paying for this electricity, whether it's Entergy, and they're guaranteed a rate of return. So I would presume that's passed on at some point to the other electric user, energy users, or the city's paying for it. And if they are, and it's to be equitable, I don't know if that means in terms of EVs or income, but then is that really different than subsidizing gasoline for people that have ICE engines?
That's a good question. And I think, you know, you've hit on the point. Companies are introducing, if utility companies are offering free charging, and that is to encourage the adoption of EVs. What we have going on here is, it's like, you know, I can give you the first taste free once you've committed to it. At some point, I'm going to have to start charging you an equitable rate. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to make sure that I charge you in such a way that it reflects some of the demands, so that I can recover the maintenance for my infrastructure. I can recover the maintenance for the roads. That's not a free good. Those are actual expenses. So in the short term, they're encouraging people with free EV, with free electricity, but that's not a long-term strategy. You need resources to create electricity. You need resources to create infrastructure. In the long term, we're going to start to see that as soon as we get a critical mass, enough people who've adopted EVs, you're going to have to charge them. And guess what? It's like if you go and look at the cable companies mm-hmm. offer you a great rate initially. You sign up, and what happens? Next year comes around, and there's a price increase. This is the same effect.
Professor, let me jump in for a second with Elon Musk, and if he were to develop proprietary charging stations where every manufacturer were to go with the Tesla standard, are we ready?
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.